Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm here in downtown Raleigh at the Hopscotch Music Festival, and I'm here with a band from Charlotte, North Carolina. They are called Patois Counselors. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Bo White on vocals.
Hello, Zach.
And what do you play?
Drums.
I'm Lee, and I play bass.
Josh, I play synth.
And so how long have you guys been a band for?
A year. Exactly, yeah.
And how did everyone in the band first meet each other?
Oh, I've known Lee and Zach for a really long time. And Josh I've met maybe like a year?
Year and a half.
Yeah. How did we meet? Actually, Josh, Zach I met at house shows, various house shows, and he played a solo show at my place in Charlotte when he was, were you 19 then?
Probably.
I remembered your parents came out. That was pretty
crashed
cool.
Crashed into a power line that night, getting there, got a flat tire.
Pretty memorable, right?
Definitely. Highly forgettable, and I remember it.
Well, so what are some of the best bands coming out of the Charlotte area?
I like Hectorina a lot.
Duke's all right.
Yeah. I like Agrocrag, who recently changed their name to Ernie. Is it just Ernie?
They changed it.
Yeah, that's a cool band. Serfs, it's a cool band. Shell, it's cool. What's on the other? Wait, no, Phil is in it.
Melt.
Melt, that's it. Melt is a great band also.
See? Human Pippi Armstrong.
Oh,
it's a good classic.
So Agrocrag, is that named after the show Guts, the Nickelodeon TV show from the 90s?
I don't doubt it at all, but I think he just recently changed it to Ernie, but I'm 99% sure that Agrocrag came from the Nickelodeon.
Maybe there was a threatening lawsuit from Nickelodeon, right?
I believe so. Season assist? Season assist is what you call those?
Well, so you guys covered a track by The Fall, Couldn't Get Ahead. That was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. I love The Fall personally. Yeah. And I think
it's a fun closer.
It's a fun,
it makes sense with our set. I think a lot of people don't know that it's a Fall track. Like a lot of people that watches us play don't know that it's a track, like it's a cover. They think it's our old song and they're like, "Oh, that song was cool." And I'm just like, "Oh, well, we can't take credit for it, but thank you."
And who can't relate to that song at some point in their life, right?
Yeah.
Well, so what do you think is so appealing about The Fall's music?
It's just very literary. Like I'm big into lyrics, and Marquis Smith is a genius.
Yeah,
when it comes to that regard, and just the presentation is so deadpan, but also it's a really good mix of taking himself seriously but not too seriously. It's great. I mean, man.
Do you think you'll have 100 band members like The Fall has had?
I don't know. I hope not. I really like the band. But we've already lost one guitarist.
To moving.
Yeah, he didn't want to leave, but he moved to another town. So.
Have you guys been in any other bands?
Yes. Most certainly. Me and Bo were in a band together. And I think every single one of us has been in a lot of different musical projects in different shapes and forms and different genres, for sure.
Actually, not too many. I've also been in like punk bands.
Yeah.
Certainly.
More or less, definitely different kinds of punk, but mostly punk. That's the one thing we got in common.
And yes, we are now joined by
Robin. Poor Kevin's stuck at the merch table.
Aw, man. And Robin, what do you play?
I play a synth.
Well, so I wanted to ask you, what are some of the coolest places to check out in Charlotte?
I would say the Milestone and Snug Harbor are probably the two main, if you're looking for music venues. That's what you meant, right?
Well, anything, really.
Lunchbox Records, phenomenal.
That's a great place.
Yeah, it's packed to the gills. They need a bigger building, but and Scott's a little bit awesome. I was going to use another adjective. I've known Scott for a long time, and he's a record store owner. I will leave it at that. To the max, he is a pure record store owner, but he has great taste and he's very savvy with business, and so his store is great.
And is there a mini golf course in Charlotte? It's also a music venue. Did I get that right?
Haunted Mill.
Yeah.
In Belmont.
Does that still happen? Are there still shows there?
That's Philip Shive. I don't know if he's still doing that.
They cut that out, even though they were very successful. Like they would get 100 kids out.
They had some like legendary shows there.
Yeah, sure. Did you guys check out a lot of shows there?
Yeah,
I saw like 5 or 6, but it's a little far from Charlotte.
Yeah, it was around just long enough to like get, you know, some buzz around it. Yeah.
Did they have, like, could you play mini golf while you watched the band?
Yeah, you could play mini golf at any point, and the haunted house wasn't always open, but mini golf was blacklight, and you could totally hear the band while you were going through, and there was this crazy psychedelic tunnel that you walk through, like a catwalk through the center. It's very disorienting.
They took that out.
They did.
That's why they went downhill.
They should have left that in. It was crazy.
Well, so is this the first festival you guys have played?
Oh, sir. We played Reverb Fest in Charlotte.
You guys played a Reverb Fest?
Yeah. Which is yeah. really cool.
Was that our first show?
First show.
It was a form of Reverb Fest. It's a festival that happens kind of twice a year, and it's phenomenal. It's put together by this guy, Phil Pucci, who's an amazing musician and like just knows how to put together a good festival. Oh yeah, yeah.
Play some Melt.
He's in a lot of the bands that I mentioned earlier. He's in Serfs and Melt and Aggro Crag.
He was doing a solo show today, wasn't he? Somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah. A day show. He's playing solo somewhere.
But I think like Z's. I'm really looking forward to Z's. We played a show with him a while back. Yeah. It's Moenda. Moenda's playing too. You should see Moenda. Yeah.
It'll be too late for the people listening to this interview, but but Moenda is playing their next to last show tonight at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
That's another Charlotte outfit that's pretty awesome and worth checking out.
Bob becomes your hand. Yeah.
Well, so what's the most memorable show you guys have played?
The most memorable show we've had.
Played is the most memorable to me because I have a short memory.
It's very, very fresh in our memory.
Right.
I don't know, man. The Thursday show, the one that you were at the night we met you, was, for me personally, was very fun just because of the energy that the room had.
Yeah, it was a great high energy setup.
Yeah, so that was great. There's usually energy coming from us on stage or whatever we're playing, but not the other way around. So like, I don't know, Thursday was very memorable in the sense, I'm going to remember that one in the sense like, there was a lot of people head bobbing. That was cool.
So I wanted to ask you about releases. You just put out a 7-inch record, right?
We did. We actually submitted it to the label October of last year, October of 2014.
That's how long.
Right now it's September of 2015.
That's
and
how
we
long
just got it.
It takes to put records out, kids. Listen up.
The record pressing plans are backed up, right?
Yeah, they're all backed up, but there were some other issues, not with the label, but with the pressing plant. Right. Some things warped when they arrived the first time, but this, you know,
basically got to be pressed twice.
Yes, a full run of 500 7-inches was pressed twice.
Oh, okay.
But it works out well because we're doing this and we have some other shows that are
we got ways to push it.
Yeah, people are caring about the band now.
So
times out really well.
Well, so what is your favorite Patois Counselor song to play live?
I think our best song is Modern Station, but we always play it at the end. So live, it's tough because I'm like pulling like the last strings of energy I have. But that's my favorite song to play. But I like all of them for various.
They're all hit songs.
Yeah, they're all hits.
Free Jazz Complaint is my favorite to play. It's fun. It's just fun. Yeah.
It's a great riff.
Yeah.
I like Last Heat. It's my favorite.
Man, I honestly have such a hard time. Like, now when I think of all you guys' choices, like, I have a hard time choosing one because Last Heat is an amazing song in its own way. You know, it's not our punkest song. It's very almost soulful. And for me, I play bass, so it's very... I get groovy with it, which is fun. And Free Jazz Complain is just, like, a crazy bass song. So I love playing that riff. And but also, like, Clean Skits, which was, like, the first patois song I heard. I don't know, that song has this weird, like, Halloween surf vibe, and it's also very, very fun to play for me.
What about you? Favorite song to play live?
Free Jazz. I think Last Heat, though, is, like, maybe on a path for where we might write stuff soon, so it's fun to see that. It's a lot different than what we're... Sometimes there's two guitars at once. That's important.
Yeah, that song, yeah, Last Heat, so we mentioned earlier we had a guitarist leave the band because he moved, and he was great, and we played shows with both guitarists, and they're different styles, you know. The guitarist that left is a very noisy kind of guitarist, and Kevin, who's not here right now because he's stuck at our merch table.
So we can say anything we want.
Yo, so we can really say anything about Kevin. But he's a more like a tighter kind of sound. So Last Heat in particular with the two guitars was great because it had like like noise and tightness to it. You know, it was great.
Well, so I wanted to ask you about bootlegs. I know Danzig from the Misfits, he refuses to autograph bootlegs. So if someone had a Patois Counselor's bootleg, would you autograph it?
Yes, I problem.
of course, yeah. I mean, what is a bootleg anymore?
What is an autograph?
I
think autographs are weird as fuck, but if somebody wanted it, I would do it probably on anything.
What are autographs going to be like when nobody knows how to write in cursive? Yeah, everyone's gonna print their autograph.
That sucks. I can write in cursive, and but my autographs are fucking awful. They look like very like it looks like kindergarten, like kindergarten writing.
So that's how you know it's an authentic autograph because
thankfully it's just three letters, so it's not too hard. But.
Well, so what are the future plans for Patois Counselors?
Just know we're playing Asheville.
Asheville, okay. Thinking far ahead, yeah.
Write some more songs. We're gonna record a full length and write some more songs.
I was actually approached at this festival about doing a second 12-inch on a different label, so I'm going to talk to the label that's putting out our next full length. Just make sure that they're cool with that, because I know sometimes, because it would come out approximately at the same time, I know people...
And you got to talk to MTV about the video premiere and all that, right?
Yeah, that's not it. Actually, we have a lot of videos that are all half done. We have four videos that are all being made by different friends. And
any concepts behind that?
Oh, yeah. Lots of very weird concepts.
Me and Bo had a drug deal in one of them.
Well, so lastly, I wanted to ask you if there was a Behind the Music episode about Patois Counselors, what would be the main scandal behind the band?
I know one.
There's so many of them. It's hard to choose. Yeah. So many scandals.
Any you can talk about?
No, actually.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is a drama-free band. This is like
it's pretty mellow. It's pretty mellow, but
yeah,
there's nothing I would say publicly on the record. No. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods, and please come back and play again.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah.